Welcome to another episode of The Scalpel with Dr. Keith Rose. I am your producer, Knives Monroe. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to The Scalpel on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at The Scalpel Edge and on Instagram at The Scalpel Podcast. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy the show.
Knives in the Box, coming to you today to talk about truth, talk about justice, to talk about the American way. Now, if you want to hear faux truth, if you want to hear lies, if you want to hear social justice, then just turn on CNN and MSNBC, because you're not going to hear that here. What you will hear, though, is analysis and truth as we see it. And what we're seeing right now is that our president is under attack. He's under attack by a Praetorian Guard media that just seems to think that everything he says is racist, and they paint it that way. Anything that comes out of our president's mouth, racist. Doesn't matter what he says. It doesn't matter what his words are. Because the media already has the labels printed. They've already put them through the printing machine. You know, they've already got pages and pages of labels with racist. So that anything our president says and does, bam, bam. Racist, racist. And believe me, they have plenty of labels left over for you and me. You see, they don't want truth. They don't want to look at history and experience. They don't want to see this country come back to real greatness that it's had for the past 200 plus years. No, they just want to shut down your free speech. And they're going to try to do it with words. They're going to try to do it with illusions. They're going to try to do it with faux truth. They're going to try to do it with pseudo-events, as Mark Levin talks about in his book on freedom of the press. He's spot on. The media are going to create pseudo-events. They're going to do anything they can to keep and maintain power. Now, over the weekend, I got to go see a movie. I don't see a lot of movies. I have kids, and we like to go to movies. There just haven't been a lot of good movies lately, have there? I mean, most of the stuff has just been pure crap. But we went to see Spider-Man, Far From Home. And if you look it up online, I just wanted to see what it was about. It says, following the events of the Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man must step up to take on new threats in a world that has changed forever. So I'm wondering, wow, Spider-Man, you know, I saw Avengers Endgame. I've been following that Marvel thread. And so Spider-Man stepping up to take on new threats. So we went and actually saw it this weekend. And it was fascinating. As I was watching that movie, I could not help but think, wow, you know, art can imitate life and life can imitate art. Because, spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about the movie right now. I'm going to tell you the plot because I think it has a lot of bearing on what's going on today. The movie starts out and there's this attack by what they call the elementals. The elementals are the elements, like water, earth, fire. And it's an earth element at first, and you come in and you see this, basically like this big cyclone of ground swell up with a face on it, and it's attacking a town in Mexico and destroying it. And I would just tell those producers that was pretty bigoted of them to destroy that Mexican town. But anyhow, it's destroying a Mexican town. And the Avengers, Nick Fury, goes out there. And all of a sudden, a new superhero comes on. He's dressed very like a regular superhero. He looks like a cross between Aquaman, Thor, and Iron Man. And he's kind of flying around and using his superpowers. And he drives this elemental away. And then flash forward, you go to Spider-Man. He's going on his school vacation. Long story short, the guy that saved, the new superhero that saved everything, is a guy named Quentin Beck. Now, when Spider-Man sees him, he thinks he's mysterious. He's like Mysterio, but it's Quentin Beck. And Quentin Beck shows up whenever there's a problem and he solves it. And everyone thinks this guy's a great superhero. About halfway through the movie, though, you realize something's not right here. Something's going on. You see, Beck has no real superpower. As he himself says, his power is derived from the people. You see, he has a crew of high-tech technicians, people that supported him. He used to work for Tony Stark. And so he has the ability through drones. He has thousands and thousands of drones that can create a pseudo-event. And then he goes in and crushes that event and comes out the hero. And Beck has some great lines in the movie. Because when it's figured out that he's a fraud, he's still injuring a lot of people in order to be able to come out and save them. He has a lot of power. And he says, it's easy to fool people when they're already fooling themselves. People, they need to believe, and nowadays, they'll believe anything. You see, Beck has no superpower, but he also has no moral fiber. He understands that people will die, but that's a price he's willing to pay.
Saving the world requires sacrifice. Sometimes people die.
You see, saving the world requires sacrifice, and sometimes, you know, people can be sacrificed. You see, when people are afraid, liars can rewrite history. They often do this through cognitive dissonance, where people believe information that already supports their bias. And unscrupulous people see mainstream media, see liberal politicians, see progressive elite, will use that cognitive bias to keep and maintain power. You see, they actually have no real power. The power is derived from the illusion, from the pseudo-event that they create. And you see, the press will run with it. The press doesn't care about reality. The press wants something that leads. They love pseudo-events. Pseudo-events lead to ratings. Ratings lead to more money for them. You see, while they say one thing, they always do another. A great example of the press just pushing a narrative, a pseudo-event, instead of the actual event. And I'd look back, I'm a fan of old Westerns. Growing up, I used to watch Westerns with my dad Saturday mornings. And The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance is a great Western. A lot of y'all may not even know what that's about. It stars Jimmy Stewart. And Jimmy Stewart shot this bad guy, Liberty Valance, but he really didn't shoot him. Actually, John Wayne shot him. But everyone thinks that Jimmy Stewart shot him, and that's the, quote, legend they want to run with. And when Jimmy Stewart comes clean and says, you know, I really didn't shoot him, the press, and this is a long time ago, this movie's in black and white, there's an iconic line from that movie that I think resonates today.
When the legend becomes fact, print the legend.
When the legend becomes fact, print the legend. When the pseudo-event becomes fact, print the pseudo-event. That's what our media is doing today. Our media has taken a page out of Quentin Beck's book. The people need to believe, and nowadays they'll believe anything. So we'll tell them what to believe. We'll show them what to believe. You see, Quentin Beck could do that. He had a bunch of drones that could create an illusion of destruction that he would go in and save them from. So he would be a hero. The problem was, while he created that destruction to save them, a lot of actual people died. But our president doesn't buy this illusion. He doesn't trust the mainstream media. Our president kind of falls more along the lines of Ronald Reagan when the wall fell. Reagan was someone with some serious stones. And he wanted to believe what he was seeing, but he also was very sober about it.
Trust, but verify.
He said it in Russian first, or the best Russian he could do, trust, but verify. You see, our president doesn't trust the mainstream media. He doesn't trust the political elites. He's pulling them out in the light so the American people can verify their actions. And that's why they're screaming and yelling at him. That's why they're pulling out their drones. That's why they're whipping up a pseudo-event. You see, they're calling our president a racist. They don't have anything in their book, but they've got lots of racist name tags printed up, and they're throwing them at our president at a cyclic rate. Our president's not a racist. He's a ratist. He doesn't like the rats. He doesn't like the Democrats that lie to the American people. He doesn't like the Democrats that infest our nation's capital, that only seek to destroy our freedoms. He doesn't like that. He's seen behind the curtain. He knows what's actually there. And he's fighting for the American people. It all started with the famous tweet on July 27th when President Trump tweeted out, "Representative Elijah Cummings has been a brutal bully, shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border, when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and more dangerous. His district is considered the worst in the USA." President Trump went on to tweet, "As proven last week during a congressional tour, the border is clean, efficient, and well-run, just very crowded." And I would add, it's very crowded because they're pushing migrants to the United States through deep state initiatives. More on that in coming shows. President goes on to tweet, "Cummings district is a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place." You see, the president, like Spider-Man, eventually Spider-Man figures out what Quentin Beck's doing. He figures out that their drone's creating this because he charges headlong into the storm accidentally, and he sees behind the curtain. President Trump is seen behind the curtain. That's why he scares the liberal elites. That's why he scares the mainstream media so much. That's why they are attacking him. Americans need to just pay attention to what the president is saying and not what the media is telling them. The media is going to try to herd Americans through cognitive dissonance to keep and maintain power. They're no better than this anti-superhero who wants to destroy things to keep and maintain his personal power, to be in power. But the president is not having any of it. So now you have the media, now you have all the pundits, now you have all the mainstream elite politicians just virtue signaling. It has begun. They're going to virtue signal. You know, Elijah Cummings was beating, not legitimately, on the men and women at the border. And I would add, men and women of color working to protect our nation. So the president just calls him out in the light. He pulls him out. He knocks the drone out of the sky for everybody to see. And what's the best thing they can do? President's a racist. President's calling us vermin. President's saying that we're rats. Well, the president didn't say that, but it wouldn't be far off the truth if you look up the informal definition of a rat. It's a person regarded as despicable, especially a man who has been deceitful or disloyal. Some synonyms are scoundrel, wretch, rogue. Representative Cummings, you are a scoundrel. You are a wretch. You're a despicable man. I don't say that based on your skin color. I say that based on your actions of you and what you've done for the past 40 years, or more importantly, what you haven't done for the people in Baltimore the past 40 years. There is article after article from native Baltimore citizens that have lived there during your tenure, and none of them are positive. Well, unless you take the mainstream media, the ones that want to put up the drones, that want to create the illusion to fit the narrative. But if you actually look at what's going on there, our president said it was a dangerous and filthy place. Well, he's not the only one that said that. In fact, your former mayor, who had to leave for corruption, mayor, said the same thing.
About a year ago, city leaders identified some of the city's most violent neighborhoods.
What the hell? We should just take all this down.
To target.
Ooh, you can smell the rats.
Under Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative.
Ooh, Jesus.
Just last week, we went with Mayor Pugh as she toured an East Baltimore neighborhood.
Mayor Pugh was touring Baltimore. She wasn't touring Baltimore to see the rats. It just was so pungent that Mayor Pugh was like, "Pugh, this smells." It's funny. It's a little ironic. I think God looks down and probably laughs a lot at us. He has a great sense of humor. And Mayor Pugh, who ended up having to leave under questionable conditions, said that, there smelled. There were rats. Did anyone attack that woman of color when she said that? Did anyone attack Bernie Sanders when he said that Baltimore was like a third world country? No. And last time I checked, Bernie Sanders is as white as you can get. He's from Vermont. There is nothing whiter in this planet than Bernie Sanders. He is the Casper of the Democrat Party. And he's been there longer than most ghosts. But you see, that doesn't fit the narrative. You can't launch those drones to create a narrative. So the mainstream media circles the wagons, and they're going to tell you what you should hear, what you need to hear. But President Trump's not having any of it. I have a question. Why is it that everything in politics is racist, but in sports, it's based on merit? I don't see the NBA drafting based on diversity. I don't see the NFL drafting based on diversity. I don't see the National Hockey League drafting based on diversity. You see, the reason they don't is because they expect results. People won't come and watch teams based on diversity. They come and watch teams based on talent. It doesn't matter what color you are in sports. It matters how good you are. It's not the color of your skin, but the content or the quality of your character coupled with your ability. But we don't talk about that. You have a bunch of virtue-signaling ESPN pundits out there telling us how to think and feel, but they don't look at a football team and in the draft, and when, you know, five African-Americans go in the first round, they don't say, well, they should have been more diverse. They should have taken more Hispanics. You don't hear that, do you? Well, you know, when that tackle was taken, they should have taken more Asians. I mean, why aren't Asians playing offensive tackle? I played football in college. That's how I went to college. I played for Baylor University. And you know what? No one cared what color you were. They cared how hard you worked, how talented you were, and would we win on Saturday? And you know what was amazing? A bunch of guys pulled together, white, black, no one really cared. We all had one goal. That was victory. You'll see that a lot in football teams. But you see, the mainstream media doesn't like that. That doesn't fit their narrative. Let's lead with the legend instead of the actual facts. You see, the news wants to segregate us. They want to criticize everything, and they want to call our president racist because he doesn't follow what they think he should say. He doesn't do what they think he should do. They don't think he should be president, and a lot of politicians don't think that either. And more importantly, they don't believe that you and me and the American people that voted for him were doing the right thing because it didn't fit their narrative. You know, President Trump has done more for the black community in 3 years than Elijah Cummings and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson have done for them in 30. John Nolte has a great article in Breitbart, the new segregationists in the media outlaw criticizing people of color. He says, look at black unemployment rate, lowest in history under Trump. Trump signed into law the first black president couldn't, criminal justice reform. Trump is also responsible for the first drop in opioid deaths in decades. And how strange is this? It's suddenly not getting any attention. President Donald Trump highlighted Baltimore City during a White House ceremony Wednesday afternoon as he signed executive order focused on so-called opportunity zones. Have you heard about that? Because it happened in December, a mere 8 months ago. He signed in an executive order to focus on opportunity zones in the inner city. These opportunity zones are underserved and distressed communities where tax incentives are offered for private investment. Baltimore preacher Dante Hickman, who attended Wednesday's ceremony, told the president that Baltimore is prepared to be a demonstration project. The article says, quoting Dante Hickman, the Baltimore preacher, your influence on federal agencies and private entities through this executive order will enable distressed communities like Broadway East in Baltimore to obtain investment needed to capitalize and bridge funding gaps to create obtainable health, wealth, housing, educational, recreational, grocery, and employment opportunities, Hickman said. The president announced the creation of a revitalization council to oversee the initiative to bolster investment in communities like East Baltimore. The council will be chaired by Baltimore's Ben Carson, the Secretary of U.S. Housing and Urban Development, as we know, an African-American. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, who was talking about the rats earlier,
says she sees opportunity where most people see blight. Absolutely, I see opportunity, Pugh said. Now, Pugh's no longer there. Ben Carson is. You see, 8 months ago, this is the truth. This is the truth the mainstream media aren't going to tell you. The president signed an initiative to help Baltimore. And if Elijah Cummings had a shred, an ounce, any integrity in his body, and that is not a racist comment, that is a comment based on his pitch black, ugly character. Not his skin. I don't care what his skin is. No one does. I guarantee you the people in his district care about what's going on. They care about what President Trump is doing. You see, President Trump was pushing out initiatives for you, Representative Cummings, but you don't have the integrity to say that. You know it. You know this is true. You'll take credit for it in front of your constituents, but it's more important about the children on the border for you. It's more important about citizens that aren't citizens here. It's more important about future voters, not present citizens. It's more important about undocumented voters instead of documented citizens that are suffering in your district. You're a fraud. You're not even that smart. But you don't have to be. You see, like Mysterio said, you know, people believe what they want to believe. They'll believe what we tell them to believe. That's what Beck said. And that's what the media is going to tell you to believe. Our president's a racist. When everything shows that's not true. When everything shows we have the lowest black unemployment in the history of our country. But no one's talking about it. What Barack Obama couldn't do in 8 years, what Jesse Jackson, Elijah Cummings, and Al Sharpton couldn't do in 30, Donald Trump did in 2 years with serious headwinds from a mainstream media, a Praetorian Guard media, politicians on both sides of the aisles that did not think he was fit for office because he wouldn't follow what they wanted him to do to keep and maintain power. So the drones were launched. And you know what? Our president charged headlong into that. And he punched through. And he saw the problems and he called it. He just spoke truth. And truth will resonate. Racist slogans, they're going to dissipate over time. You see, Baltimore's numbers are the worst in the United States on crime and the economy. You've had billions of dollars that have been pumped in there over the years, but it hasn't done much. A lot of the money was stolen or wasted. And Elijah Cummings should know where that money went. You see, he is on the House Oversight Committee, but he can't be bothered with little problems like fraud and abuse in his district or anywhere else. Because he is a fraud and he wants to abuse the American people by bringing illegal aliens into this country, by flooding this country with future Democrat voters while their staff members run south of the border and coach people on how to cross. You see, he doesn't care about this country. But there are people that do. There are people that will speak truth. One lady in the Trump administration, Lynn Patton, whom I might add is a woman of color since we're supposed to let you know that, she's the HUD regional administrator. So when the president tweeted this and when Elijah Cummings came out and attacked him, she felt like she needed to set the record straight.
This administration, and I want to say this expressly to Mary Young and Michael Steele and Al Sharpton, who today called out the president and said, let President Trump put his money where his mouth is. Well, boys and girls, I have a message for you. President Trump has given $16 billion in 2018 alone to Elijah Cummings' district in federal grants. We have given more money in homeless funds to Baltimore than the last administration. We have given more money in community development grants than the last administration to Baltimore. My question to you guys is this. What are you actually doing with the money so that it benefits residents in the community for once instead of deep pocket crooked politicians? And I know.
Well, Representative Cummings, is she racist? I mean, you've got lots of racist stickers printed up. Are you going to peel one? Take the back off and slap it on her? Is she racist? Is telling the truth racist? Is pointing out poor conditions in the inner city racist? Is pointing out that most of the Democrat-controlled cities are actual assholes because there's actual S, which rhymes with hit, sitting on the streets because you have homeless people pooping everywhere. I mean, Nancy Pelosi was on a Codel just recently. You can look at Weasel Zippers. She was on a Codel in Italy while people are pooping in her street while there are tent cities everywhere in San Francisco. She's at a five-star restaurant with a couple members of the squad eating. Now, they're going to go visit Ghana, Africa, but as every good congressional delegation trip is, you got to stop in Italy first and do some shopping and go to a five-star hotel and eat good food because guess who's paying for it? You see, there's fraud and abuse and waste. And what's more pathetic is that people in their districts are suffering, but they can't be bothered with the little people. Remember, the ratchet only clicks one way. And the real Al Sharpton that is complaining, I mean, Al, as the Morning Joke would say when he goes, Donald, Donald, which he's just such a moron. I bet you he has like a little chart to put his clothes on in the morning. I'm sure Mika probably sets him out and puts little animals to match up so he can get dressed and actually make it into work. But he should be saying, Al, Al, because Al's a pretty controversial guy. You did support a woman that lied about being raped by a gang of white men in the 1980s. You know, she was 15 years old. You lied about it. You whipped up a lot of dissent and strife. You created a pseudo event where there wasn't one because you were a liar. Now, people can change and course correct over time, but you haven't. You've tried to reinvent yourself, but you're still pathetic. Not because of the color of your skin, but the content of your character, which is waning definitely. But you know, we have a lot of rats out there. They're not just in Baltimore, they're everywhere. They're Democrats. And they like to take pages out of the head Democrat playbook, and that's written by the Clintons. And Elijah Cummings not really concerned with rats in his district. He's more concerned with people crossing the border. And he's on the oversight committee, and you just heard from that lady that there's fraud and abuse. But more interesting, his wife is now right in the middle of that fraud and abuse. You see, looking at the article from the Daily Caller, it says the wife of House Oversight Chairman Elijah Cummings is facing new allegations. This is back in June, several months ago. But, of course, you really don't hear anything about this, do you? And they say facing new allegations. She's had allegations in the past of her self-dealing and perjury following the disclosure of financial dealings between her charity and her for-profit consulting firm. According to the IRS complaint, a watchdog group filed Friday in response to a Daily Caller News Foundation report. It goes on to talk about that his wife, Rocky Moore Cummings, could have committed perjury by answering no in her charity's 2015 tax return when asked if it conducted business with an entity owned by an officer or director of the charity. As a director, officer, and key employee of her charity, at the same time she was sole governor of a for-profit company, Global Policy Solutions, Maya Rocky Moore Cummings should have answered yes. The false entry appears to be willful. Form 990 was signed by Maya Rocky Moore Cummings under penalties of perjury. Now, we've seen people in the Mueller investigation go to prison for lying. They indicted and threatened Mike Flynn, a war hero, when the actual agent that interviewed him said he didn't even think he was lying. But you have someone here that appears, by the evidence, by the facts, that she could be lying. You see, the multiple nonprofit experts previously told the folks that wrote this article that 5% management fees Rocky Moore Cummings charity pays, her private company raises red flags. Her charity is funded by companies with interest before her husband's congressional committee, according to the Washington Examiner. So wait, let me get this straight, because I'm not as smart as you, Representative Cummings, and certainly not as glib. And I actually have a conscience. So I would just say that it appears, might be alleged, it's possible, people that come before your committee are being directed to your wife's charity to donate money, which she then funnels into her for-profit company. I've seen that movie somewhere before. Yeah, that would be the Clinton Foundation. You see in the movie Spider-Man, Far From Home, Beck, Quentin Beck, or Mysterio, he desired power. He didn't care that the little people may be killed in his quest because he knew what was best for the world. Kind of like our Democrat politicians. They don't really care who gets stepped on. They don't really care who gets in the way because they know what's best for us. They want to use cognitive dissonance to just whip up, keep, and maintain power. And following the Alinsky rules, they're doing it through the have-nots in the inner city. But those are actual people. Those are actual people that desire a better life. And you're keeping them down, Representative Cummings, so that you can keep yourself elevated and maintain power. You know, Beck, he was able to do it because he had high-tech drones and a great support staff. He had Tony Stark's massive technology company, Ingenuity, behind him, where he could put out thousands of drones and create these pseudo-events, these fake storms, these elementals. And then he could show up and save the day. Spider-Man Far From Home is a movie. You're the real-life version of this. The Democrats are. The Demorats, whatever you want to call them. They're the real-life version. They're currently playing out our nation today. That movie's going on right now. The Dems and the progressive elites have a coordinated talking point tested mainstream media to create the illusion and circle the drones. You see, they will fire all the drones at the same time, and they're always coordinated. We've played montage after montage to show you. They don't care who they hurt because their quest for power, like Mysterio's, is all-consuming. Spider-Man defeats Mysterio once he realizes that the power and destruction he sees is really a drone-created and controlled illusion. Spider-Man charged headlong into the center of one of the storms, and then he got in the middle and realized there were just drones with cameras creating this. Once he realized that, he was able to defeat the evil Beck. You know, our president didn't see this movie, I'm guessing. It hadn't been out that long, but just like our president, just like Spider-Man, has been charging headfirst into the fake narrative and pseudo-events that are put up by our mainstream media elites and politicians. Those events they're creating. He has exposed the drones, and he seeks to restore our republic. Our president recognizes one thing. He recognizes that these pseudo-events, while they're false, can tear the fabric of our nation. And while no one else believes that they're not real, just like Spider-Man, he was told, you know, that is real. And he was like, no, it's fake. But he couldn't get anyone to listen to him. Our president has the courage, the moral fiber. It may not be the way you think he should, to charge headlong into the storm, to expose the drones, and to save the nation. And I, for one, am grateful that he took that role. The Scalpel supports veterans and veteran-owned companies. And I want to tell you about an amazing company, Flipside Canvas. Flipside Canvas is a premium art company, veteran-owned and operated by Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer. Flipside's art is proudly made in Austin, Texas. That's right, America. With materials and parts 100% sourced in America. They even offer 100% lifetime guarantee on their canvases. Ranging from hundreds of designs from their Jocko Willink collection, Pipeuters Union, patriotic and inspiring art for your home or office. New designs are updated every single day. Let me just tell you, folks, if you really want to boil this down, this is badass art made by American badasses. And I think it's great. So visit Flipside Canvas. Go to flipsidecanvas.com. If you like what you see, get yours today and get 30% off your first order. Flipside Canvas. They're not decorations. They're declarations. This is Dr. Keith Rosen-Nyes. We're back on the scalpel. We're talking today about the Democrats. We're talking today about Quentin Beck and the Democrats. And I like to call them the Demorats, Democrats. And we'll just capitalize that rats at the end. I mean, they like to talk about rats. They like to say the president's calling them rats. And I gave you a informal definition of a rat, and I think most of them meet that definition. You see, the rats are scared right now. The rats aren't going to leave the ship, though, because they are the ship. If the rats were to leave the sinking ship, you would have no ship. And you see, the Democrats are not happy right now because they just had testimony from Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller just gave his verbal testimony on his report. And shocker of shockers, it looked like the one person in the room that didn't really know a lot about that report was the person talking about it, Robert Mueller. One of the people that commented on that spoke to Robert Mueller directly was a gentleman by the name of Representative Ratcliffe. And he's a sharp guy. He is a former prosecutor. He's from the state of Texas, which I love. And John Ratcliffe doesn't suffer fools. I played you his what he said to Robert Mueller. And he really said the iconic line, I believe it'll be, you know, we understand the president's not above the law, but he's not under the law either. And he did it in a very cogent, informative way. And now he's been nominated for the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. And the moment he was nominated, the drones were spun up. They were programmed. They were launched, just like in the movie Spider-Man. They were launched into the atmosphere to create the pseudo-event. Because you can always tell if the president makes a good decision because the Democrats lose their collective minds. It's like opposite day. I mean, if the president makes a decision and the Democrats say, well, we think that's a good decision, then I get a little bit concerned. But when they lose their mind, I know he's right on track. In Politico, Dem senators slam Ratcliffe's nomination for intel chief, is the title of the article. Senator Chris Murphy on Monday dismissed Representative John Ratcliffe, President Donald Trump's nominee to become the next director of national intelligence, as a television character who is an inappropriate choice for the historically nonpartisan post. Senator Murphy, you're historically an idiot. Nonpartisan? You know everything you're saying is not true. You're creating a pseudo-event that's not there, and you have to. You see, what has been shown from the Mueller hearings is that the intelligence services were weaponized at the highest level. They weren't there to keep the country safe. They were there to keep and maintain power through everything. You had Clapper there. You know Clapper, that guy that lied to Congress? You know the Clapper? I mean, you know, when you walk in the room, you clap your hands and the light comes on. The problem is the Clapper is a perpetual light off kind of guy. He's just not that bright. He's one of the dim bulbs, but you can be a dim bulb. I mean, when you have all the drones creating the events and supporting you, you don't have to be that smart. You just have to follow the script. The problem is President Trump came in, saw that movie, tore up the script and said, you know what? We're going to go in a different route. We're going to go in the route that is written by our Constitution. We're going to go in the route that is written by the rule of law. And the rest of the drones are losing their collective minds. I mean, you have Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeted Sunday, I mean, Sitting Bullcrap, isn't that her Indian name, that the president has made his disdain for the intelligence community clear since his first day in office and said America's national intelligence director should be above partisan politics, speak truth to power, and resist Trump's abuses of authority. There it goes, truth to power. I think that's a drone launch talking point because I remember Brennan saying the same thing, truth to power. You see, the Democrats are launched. They're spinning up their drones because they don't want someone in the DNI, someone overseeing intelligence that has character. They just want to push a narrative. You see, the Dems aren't for honesty. The Dems are for dishonesty. I mean, right after Robert Mueller's testimony, I mean, immediately when he got done, the Democrat committee that pushes out fundraisers, and I have a copy of it in front of me, said, Robert Mueller, I would charge Trump for obstruction if he wasn't in office. And then underneath it in a blue box, it says, add your name, condemn Trump for clearly hiding the truth behind his ties with Russia. This is propaganda lies. This is what you chuckleheads in the spy museum should take and put up for political action, covert action, propaganda, and lies, because the Daily Caller reported on this, and it is a misleading email blast. And it went out to all, you know, millions of Democrats. And so people that didn't watch Robert Mueller get an email from the Democrat Party that says, Robert Mueller, I would charge Trump for obstruction if he wasn't in office. He didn't say that. He didn't say that at all. It's just a lie. You see, the Democrats talk about standing for justice and truth while lying through their teeth, pushing social justice so they can keep and maintain power. I mean, Brennan put out a tweet, and you know, that's pretty good for Brennan because he's an idiot. Dan Coats served ably and with deep integrity. Ratcliffe showed objective subservience to Trump in Mueller hearings. The women and men in the intelligence community deserve a leader like Coats who puts nation first, not a servile Trump loyalist like Ratcliffe. And then he cites a New York Times article. And the New York Times article starts out, remember Elizabeth Warren already spoke truth to power? She said that. The mission of the intelligence community is to speak truth to power, Mr. Warner said in a statement. Oh, so now we have Senator Warner, you have Senator. So the senator's got the truth to power thing. As DNI Coates stayed true to that mission. Wow. DNI Coates stayed true to the mission of speaking truth to power. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, the Democratic leader, did not hold back, saying that Mr. Ratcliffe was clearly selected because he exhibited blind loyalty to President Trump with his demagogic questioning of Mr. Mueller, and that his confirmation would be a big mistake. No, the big mistake, Chuck, is the fact that you have hair. Someone from Hair Club for Men should have held back on those plugs so we could see your chrome dome wrinkle up while you're lying. So the New York Times posts the mission of the intelligence community as United States Senator Warren says, is to speak truth to power. So I looked up the mission statement for the Director of National Intelligence. And it says, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read from it. It says, lead and support intelligence community integration, delivering insights, driving capabilities, and investing in the future. We protect it on integrity. This is the mission statement, Senator Warren, Senator Schumer, Senator Warner. It says, we protect and defend the Constitution and comply with the laws of the United States. We are honest, ethical, and trustworthy. We do the right thing at the time and act in an objective and unbiased ways. We put mission before individual success. Again, those pesky facts, those actual truths, that's from the government website for the Director of National Intelligence. It doesn't say anything about speaking truth to power. You demagogues, you Alinskyites, you morally bankrupt idiots. And that's the nicest thing I can say about you. It's not about speaking truth to power. It's about protecting the American people. It's about oversight over intelligence. You know, the president has Title 50 powers, foreign intelligence. Yet somehow the intelligence services decided to spy on our president. You see, it doesn't matter that the Democrats can put out an email lying about Mueller's testimony. None of that matters. You see, none of this matters in the world that's created by the Democrats. Because the Democrats are so far from home that their home is actually wherever their power is. They don't look at the United States as their home. They just launch their drones, say what they want to say to keep and maintain power. They're going to attack Ratliff at every chance they get. And I would encourage everybody out there to call, write, text, email, fax your congressman, your senator, and show your support for this man. This man showed himself to have a spine and character and integrity. Because it's not what the drones tell us. It's not what the drones show us. It's not what the Democrats believe in. Because they follow Hitler. I mean, they call our president Hitler. Well, they're just following what Hitler says. Because Hitler was the one that said, the bigger the lie, the more likely people are to believe it. You don't have our president lying. You have the Democrats lying. You don't have our president speaking lies to keep and maintain power. You have our president speaking the truth to expose the problems in our government and in our country so that they can be addressed and fixed. You see representatives, senators, congressmen, congresswomen, congressits, whatever you identify or self-identify as, you were elected by the people, the same people that elected our president. My question to you is this: why is your election, Senator Warren, why is your election results valid when you're elected? Why are those valid? But the election results for our president aren't. Who appointed you guys keeper over our nation? The answer is no one did. You're elected to serve by the people, and the same people that elected you can vote you out. We have a lot of politicians, a lot of the mainstream media that want to cloud the picture. The movie that they're running is very similar to the one I saw this weekend. They're launching drones. They're creating pseudo events so that their corrupt heroes can step in and save the day. The problem is our president has knocked one of those drones out of the sky and has seen what it is. So he gets inside their decision making. He gets inside their pseudo event and says, there's nothing here. And they try to push the lie harder and harder because they don't have anything else to do. There's no other arrows in their quiver. But the president, he's got a full quiver, and he's able to shoot at them with truth, history, experience. He's able to say, you're not going to destroy the Constitution while quoting it. You're not going to destroy our Bill of Rights. You're not going to change our Declaration of Independence, where all men were created equal and have equal opportunity. Outcome is not equal opportunity. So while they charge headfirst into lies, deceit, and launching drones, our president is a true superhero. He is the one that is taking all the shots for we the people that elected him. He's the one that is taking all the criticism. And despite it all, it looks like this movie that's playing out in real life can have a happy ending. Pay attention, learn history, study the news cycle, seek the truth. For Knives and myself, please keep freedom rolling.